The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
And I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7. Today is the 8th of March, 2017. And I'll tell you right now, before I bring Frank Delventhal in, we are the best. We might not be the biggest yet, but we're going to be the best you've ever seen in radio, in training, and obviously inspiration on image. You name it. You talk about confidence, you will have cockstrong confidence here, believe me when I tell you that. So go out to motivationmuscle.com and download the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle, a free ebook with our other 30-day e-free book. One to get you thinking, the other is to take action. Also, too, go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. Just look at all the shows Frank and I have done in the last year. You know, Frank is another gentleman that's been here with us for probably over a year. I didn't go back and look, but he's been with us for quite a while, like most people. All the new people that are coming on here, there isn't anybody that doesn't want to come back here. I had Jake Reynolds on yesterday. That guy is one of the best guys I've ever seen in overhead with anything. And if you don't know who he is, check him out. He trains at Andrew Derniat's gym, who Andrew was on right after him yesterday. You talk about two killer shows, and Jake now is going to be coming on regularly, too. Great guy, one of the smoothest guests I've ever had, too. Just great, great stuff. Before I introduce Frank and tell you a little bit about him, as everybody knows, I read passages now before we bring our family of guests in here. And if you know me, you know there's one particular passage I love of Stones and Strength, Steve Jack, Peter Martin. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I have done my own singular podcast on it, on Sons of Sisyphus. This is on page 107, chapter 33. It is at the foot of the mountain that men are proven. Here a man must choose to take up his stone or surrender his dream. No assurance of victory is given, and yet, like Sisyphus, we must conclude the struggle itself towards the heights is enough to fill a man's heart. I'm going to read that one line again for everybody. The struggle itself toward the heights is enough to fill a man's heart. I read something out of this book every morning and every night before I go to bed. If you don't have the book, I'm not getting a penny for it either. I would tell you to go out and get it. Of Stones and Strength, Steve Jack and the great late Peter Martin. I'm going to bring Frank in momentarily, but let me give you a little information on Frank. Number one, he's an RKC2 kettlebell trainer. He's a calisthenics trainer. We all know he's a stone lifter because we have talked about it. And if you go out and look at any video on Frank, you'll see him lifting quite a few stones. And he's a first Dan in Aikido. Frank, welcome back to the show, brother.
Thank you, Eric.
Good to have you.
Thank you for having me again.
Well, I like having you on here. You're a good man. anything I missed here, websites or anything, please give them out. And we're going to talk today about keys to strength. So take it away, my friend.
Okay. First, I'm also drifting off from all the excess strength of kettlebell or calisthenics. And so for most people, they practice kettlebells and calisthenics to be better in their sport. I do not have any other sport that I do, so I picked up all-time feats of strength.
So, awesome.
Which is also, yeah,
fits yeah, nicely. I mean, anybody that sees you, I mean, you can bend stuff like crazy, and that's one thing down the road. You know, I've done it a little bit, but not to the degree you are. It's just, you know, I just don't have enough time in a day to do a million things, and right now it's stones here plus some new stuff. You got anything else,
there's
Frank?
There's a certain carryover.
Yeah.
Okay, website you said. So it's Hamburg minus kettlebell minus club.de. Okay. And otherwise, you will find me also strongman-frank.de. But both sites are in German, so maybe not.
maybe Facebook then get a hold of you, right?
Yes, no problem. Facebook, yeah. No problem.
Okay. Very interesting topic here. I love talking about strength, like all the men out there on the show. But let's talk about keys to strength. You do obviously you do a number of different movements, much more than I do. But I liked lately what I've been seeing, not only these massive kettlebells, but I like the idea now I see you lifting kegs. Now, I'm sure you're probably doing this prior to what I saw, but this is something new that I've seen. All right. So you and I like doing a lot of we do a lot of the same things. We do a lot of different things. That makes the world go around.
Yep.
But to do all the stuff we like to do, let's talk about what are some of the keys you have to have internally and externally as a man or woman to start getting into this stuff, because this isn't just some easy stuff to do. You've got to be a good technician. You've got to obviously have some strength. And you've got to really have, I love to say, the will of iron. So take it away, Frank.
So, thank you. At first, I think you need kind of reflection and realization that you can be far stronger than your emergent. I always say if you're reading a comic,
yep,
and see stuff like Batman does, or so not the superheroes like the Hulk,
yep,
but superheroes that are normal mortals, but yep, just trained very high. Or the Punisher.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
And when you see this and say, wow, this is cool what they can do, you have to realize that you can do the same. Mm-hmm. So, but this needs a realization. And you have the option if you want to read the comic or if you want to be as good as the guy in the comic. Mm-hmm. And this is in the realm of possibility. And now you have to see if this is really your wish. I mean, you can just get stronger and not have to devote your whole life to it, just to see it on a fitness health improvement level, mm-hmm, which it does. Certain strength keeps your bone density high. You have fall prevention and stuff like this. So there's generally also a health aspect to that.
No, I agree.
So at first, I think you need the imagination and the reflection.
Mm-hmm.
So you realize, okay, I can be far stronger.
Absolutely. Imagination's everything. And we know that dreams are everything. And to get started, you have to have that. Because now, whether you've seen it in a comic book or you've seen somebody on your own street or in your area that is very strong looking and you want to go ask the question, how did you do this? What made you get into this? And that's, you know, when we talk to anybody new on the show here on an introducing show, that's the first thing I ask them. It's like, what inspired you to want to start lifting weights? And I'll just leave it at that because we know kettlebells, the whole deal, stones, everything. But what did that? And you'll always get a million different answers. But the one answer I get that's very interesting and it's very much the same all the way through, it's usually a comic book. It's usually a figure in there where either maybe you were struggling with your life or there are things going on, especially as a kid. You know, I don't like using the bully stuff because I think it's used way too much. But a lot of kids are picked on. A lot of kids don't have good homes, you know, where they have support. A lot of kids are searching now, and I'm talking from America. You, yep, see it all over. There's a lot of hurting souls out there. There's a lot of kids that are, you know, as my mother said, my mother was a nurse for the schools here in the area. And she used to say, these poor kids grow up like weeds that are like, they're like between the cracks in a sidewalk. No one cares about them. No one's showing them anything. And then obviously we know the next step is they get into some type of trouble and you can take it from there. So when we're talking about keys to strength, obviously dreams, someone or something maybe you've read has got you stirred up. But the biggest thing is you're going to have to go out and seek and find out how to start doing things like that. And we'll just talk about from a weightlifting frame of mind.
Oh, you do not need just from a weightlifting state of mind. There are several ways to get strong. You know,
oh, yeah.
Sandbag carries.
Yeah.
You can
calisthenics. Yeah.
And use calisthenics. The thing is, you should. Okay, this may be not really translate. In Germany, we have a proverb, and translate it would be like, you have to choose your own poison.
Yeah, no, but it makes sense. It makes sense. But what I'm trying to reiterate about, you know, finding someone out, the thing is, most people, and it's not everybody, but most people have no clue. You know, you talk about sandbag lifting, that's great, stone lifting, killer. Anything like that, calisthenics. Now, anybody, you know, in this day and age, too, we've got the internet. That's going to help you out a lot. But you and I both know, Frank, a lot of stuff on the internet's BS. And this is where people get in trouble. But
yeah, it's also in the internet. If you see something, you say, wow, this is cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is different than trying it.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So if you have a goal, I want to be strong, just be know that there are several ways to pursue out there.
Yep.
And just try them.
Yep.
And see which you like best.
Yeah, that's
so
a big
because
thing.
Yep. To have fun while training is also one of the keys to success.
Yep. Well, you have to enjoy what you're doing. If you're going out there just to quote unquote get big, as they like to say, you will fail miserably because you don't have your heart into it. And that's going to be another key I always use. Do you have your heart into what you do? Now, you know, a lot of people use definitions, different ones for that, but this is the way I look at it. When you walk out to wherever whatever you're doing, I don't care what it is. We're just going to leave it on the physical end, and then we'll definitely get in the mental piece of it. You know, when you go out and physically want to lift a big stone, or you want to lift a sandbag and build to a bigger one, or you want to take, you know, a 15-kilo kettlebell and grow it into a, over a 100-pound one, this is some serious medicine. You know, I believe in the basics anyways. And, you know, squat, deadlift, and press. I love overhead. But if you want to do a bench press, floor press, as we do it here, because we like to work the inner part of the pectoral area, because I believe it bleeds right into carrying a stone, obviously, and that's for another show. But if you walk with a heavy stone, you're going to know what I talk about with breathing and stuff. That's a whole nother thing. But my point here is this. Basics are most important to your keys. Deciding where you want to go. And you don't have to decide today. You've got a whole lifetime of it to build into whatever you want to do, right? So,
but wait, go ahead. We started with the keys. So we have to maybe use it as a metaphor. What you have to do to unlock the first door. And this is what you should do. Just take what you like most, because then it's easy to focus your heart and your mind into the training.
Yep.
So you found one of your ways. Then you need consistent effort to get better.
Yep. And most of all, as we say with everything, and I would say this might be your second key for sure, you've got to come up with a plan. You know, it's nice to go out and dabble in things, but dabbling is not going to get you to wherever you want to be. And I know when it's in the beginning like myself, all you want to do, man, is you think about, hey, I want to get big, I want to take some weight gain, you know, this, that, and the other thing, and away we go. Well, that's great. But now that I've been around this stuff a little while, and it's like anything you do personally, too, you have to have a plan. You have to just think. Yeah. And the plan doesn't have to be a year's worth of plan. Just think for the next three or four months. You got 90 days. You can do a hell of a lot in 90 days. You know, when I train people or whatever I'm doing, I always have I call it a cheat sheet. We used to call that in marketing all the time. Cheat sheet basically is always have three more movements that are sitting there that if the ones you're doing, and you got to give it a chance, say for 5-6 weeks, and you don't feel that these are working for you, or you just don't seem to be confident with them, or maybe you're just not very good in them. what you do is you take one out of the three and plug it into where that other lift was and remove that, write it down, and just have question marks. And when you have time, sit down and figure it out. Very important, because sometimes, and I'm sure Frank can testify to this too, we've got years training, but there are things that we do that don't, that, well, I'll speak for myself, not Frank. There are things that I've done for stone lifting that I felt maybe that wasn't the thing we needed to do. Like I said on a couple other shows, I've introduced the Jefferson lift into my training now. Why? Well, it took me a long time to figure it out. But when we had Stevie Shanks on here, and he had gone and lifted the Dinnies like his father did in the 70s, they had a picture of Jack Shanks. And he was from a partial point with doing a Jefferson lift. He pulled 950, man. I don't think he was ever any more than 170 pounds. Put that into your mind's eye right now. 950 at 170. That, I don't care how high, low it is. I can tell you, Jefferson lift, you better be damn strong, because it literally feels like it'll rip your body in half. Literally.
This is one of the movements. Yep. I mean, you should you have to try it before you make a judgment over it.
Oh yeah, it's a, and I'll get to the one point, and I'll get right back to you. I've been training a long time, done a lot of heavy stuff, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But it finally dawned on me. You know, I want to get over to Scotland with Martin. And one of the things we're going to do is go after the Dinnies, all right? Now, I'm looking at Jack Shanks, and I've got the round rings and everything. David Horn just released them again, but I got them from him probably about 5 years ago. So I've got
I got them, too.
You got them, too. Right, I saw that.
Yeah.
Okay, but here's the point of the matter. I saw the way his hands were, and I've seen it before, but it finally clicked. The way Jack had his hands held on that bar with the Jefferson lift, here we go, everybody, you ready? It mimics, at least the way I look at it, the way you would pull Denny stones off the ground. Think about that for a minute. If you've never seen a Jefferson lift or done it, and you're ever interested in going over to Scotland to lift the Denny's, go look. Just go out and look at the shot of Jack. It mimics exactly the way the hands pretty much are front and back of a Denny stone, whether you have the rings or not. So see, this is what I'm talking about when we're talking about the keys to strength. It's like, once you get going and moving and motivate yourself, all things like that, and I know I've got a lot more time than a lot of people that we're probably talking as far as any beginners or anything, but things are going to start clicking. It took me over 2 decades of lifting to see that, and the light bulb went off. Now, I got experience, but what I'm saying is the ability to go out and learn and decipher things and figure it out and see how it's going to be incorporated, if you want to, into your training, it's just marvelous. And you talk about maximum motivation. That motivated me so much when I saw that, and a number of other things I'm doing right now that I've done, but now they're being incorporated, and I'll tell you why. Goals, another key. The goal is to go and be able to pick up any stone with ease. And even if I got to fight it, I'm still going to succeed with it. These are the little things you do that create this undying success and this wealth of information you have, where this is why, like, Frank's on here and myself and everybody else, we want to pass this on to you. Even if you don't go and do this, you're still going to get something out of it, whether it's in your training, in your personal life, or just something you want to grow. So go ahead, Frank, it's yours.
So, okay. Oh, so many things. The first is with the Dinny Stone replicas.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to lift the Dinny Stones, get the replicas.
Yep.
Because both rings are very much differently and have its own challenges.
Yep.
So just doing a Jefferson lift and think you can rip off the Dinny stones may be giving you a hard surprise.
Yeah.
Because the rings are much thinner than the actual normal bar.
Yeah, correct.
And this is, how to put this in a nice way, a little uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. A little bit is right. And you got to know how to position your body when you're pulling that bar, because if you don't, you could be singing soprano, let me tell you that. Because when you're whaling that bar off the ground to pull that up, you know, you want to stand up with that thing, and you have to be very careful how you turn your body. Now, I have people telling me you're crazy doing that. You're going to injure your back. It's the same old, same old, same old. All right. I'm not saying.
It's the same with garden work.
Yeah. Well, yeah. A lot
of people with the garden works.
Yep.
So. The spring starts and they start working in the garden. Their back hurts.
Yep.
During the summer, they do the same amount of stuff. Their back does not hurt because they're adapted to it.
Yep.
Then in the autumn, they stop working in the garden, stopping the movements.
Yep.
And in the spring, it hurts again. Yeah. Oh, God.
Yep, yep. And you know something? The smaller your back, if you protect it and take care of it right, and that's the problem. We did a great show a couple weeks ago on all that, you know, talking about the hyper machine and the glued ham and all that, and obviously the movements that really attribute to the health of the back. It's very amazing because I'll tell you a story quick and we'll get right back, but it all funnels in. When I had Stevie on here, we were talking about different things. You know, I love talking to everybody because everybody's got a different formula for back strength, obviously, for lifting stones or for anything. I mean, incorporated in anything. So everybody knows Martin Janzik's good friend of the show, good friend of mine. Martin will tell you that tire flipping, he feels, is the missing piece to the puzzle of being a great stone lifter. How can I argue with Martin Janzik? He's one of the best in the universe. All right. All right. Yeah. So then I got Stevie on. I said, Stevie, what do you think is the best body part as far as for the, you know, as far as training wise goes, what makes you a great stone lifter? And he says like this to me, flat out, build a bigger back. And I said, okay. I said, so what movement do you like to build a bigger back? He said, one arm dumbbell deadlifts. All right. Now,
yep.
I've had other people on, Bill Crawford, US guy, another great stone lifter. What do you think's the best movement? Bent rows. But I like to row with a stone or a dumbbell. You can also use a barbell if you want.
So but, bent rows, I think Bud Jeffries also was very fond of rows, wasn't he?
Big row, yeah, big row, big press guy, just like we do here. But here's the catch here, Frank. Row not only with a dumbbell, but row with a stone, and I'm going to explain it real easy to everybody. The weakest point, and I'll see what Frank says when I say this. Dude, these are gold nuggets here. They don't give you this stuff in the manual, okay? And most people will not tell you what they're doing. We got in this yesterday with Andrew Derniat. What is the big deal about giving information to people? And I'll tell you what it is. Most people are so damn insecure, they think, oh, if I tell them what I'm doing, they're going to beat me. Well, tough shit if they do. Go out and get them the next time. But here's what I'm going to give everybody, the little ditty. Start taking stones, start from whatever you want. I would say start with a light stone, do a bent row, and then dig your fingers right into that stone and hold it. And I'll tell you why. I do it two different ways. I do it in a bent row position, and I take the stone and smash it right against the garage wall, holding it with my fingers. Now, make sure your feet are spread apart because I've done it. Once you can't hold it anymore with your fingers, it's going to drop and it'll break your foot if you're not kidding. Those two movements will have you will crush stones. And here's the last thing, and I'll go right to you, Frank. You know where the weakness is when you go to lift the stone, everybody? And this goes for the big deadlifters. I've had them here where they could maybe lap a 230-pound stone, and they've got 650, 700-pound deadlift, all right? And they get pissed as hell, and they and I said, I tried to tell you, different lift, doesn't matter what your deadlift is. It's going to help you, and you know where the weak point is? Fingers and hands. You always should do the wrists, the forearms, obviously, and keep your biceps real healthy. But the point where we die with a stone lift is right in the fingers, because if you're ever fortunate enough just to go to Iceland, and you want to go after the Husafell stone, I'm going to tell you right now, the stone is like talc, and there aren't any handholds. Handholds would be grooves in the stone where you could get your fingers in to give you a little bit of an edge. This has nothing. It's basically going to come down to how strong you are in the hands, obviously through the whole body, the chain, everything. But what's really going to matter is, can you dig that thing in, and whether you front squat it and stand up, or you turn it to different degrees, which changes the whole trajectory of the stone, you might get it up that way, because I've seen the guys do it when we've been there. It's all yours, Frank.
Yeah. So first, great knowledge. This is knowledge you will not find in the Men's Health magazine.
Yeah, you get to see a bunch of guys in bikinis, all man.
If you like this, okay. That's okay. I'm very easygoing person. Person with this.
Sure.
But thing is, I want to have a little bit more power.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
What I learned, which I also Martin Jensix told me.
Yep.
If you want to lift a stone in the winter, I tried it with gloves.
Yep.
And this is not working for me.
No.
So I have to touch it. So you are far, your grip gets far better if you just touch it with the hands than
sure.
with gloves.
Sure.
And what I find, my weak point is hands are relatively okay, but it's pectoralis and
yep.
biceps
yep.
to hug the stone.
Yep.
Yeah, so this is really, so... best way. I mean, if you want to get up with the stone, just imagine you have a fresh cut piece of lumber where you put your arms around.
Yep.
And then you have to press so hard that you squeeze the juices out.
Yep. Yeah, so, you're right. So absolutely.
It's basically what I need. But let's go back to the keys to strength.
Sure. Well, those are keys. So I'll keep yeah. rolling. Go.
So at first we had you have to be mental ready, then you yep. have to be with heart and mind while you do training. You have
yep.
to find also your way that you continue with it because you like it. It's fun.
Yep.
This is a very important point. Get a trainer, better
yep.
a mentor.
Yep.
If you do not know the difference, if a trainer just teaches you normally, and if you get a mentor, then you are a little part of the family,
yeah.
which also puts you into far, far more obligations, because
yep.
Your mentor should never regret being your teacher.
Nope. And that's why I call one of our new products called Educator Teacher. I think coach is great, trainer, whatever you want to call it, but it's like physical culture. I think it's way overused. Same way with the core bullshit, all that. If that's what you want to call it, be my guest, but I'm with you with the mentor end, because I equate that to educator. You know here how everybody here is family to me, right down to the guests, everybody, and we're creating a force here that you're never going to see ever again in radio, in my opinion. There's a lot of people out there. They're good at what they do, but they're not me. And I have a whole different perspective of training and what I want to do. Money is never going to silence me. Money is never going to change the way I am either, because I have a big problem, Frank. I'm hungry, and I'm hungry all the time. And I'm always looking for the next battle or the next adventure. And when you live, and that all goes with keys, in my opinion, because the battle, the adventure, the sharing, the family, all these things, the mentorship, these are all, they're not only essential, it's just like having another soul in your body. It's like having a third arm, a third eye. Now, people are going to equate that, oh my God, it's not. What it is a way to not only be the best you can be, but you're with other people that are like-minded. It's very important to have... Have you ever been... All right, I'll ask you this. You've been with enough athletes. You have people you're friendly with, whether they're in Germany or not. You and I talk a lot, obviously. But have you ever been around people that just have that buzz about them? It's in the air. And you go to train with them, and it's like... It's you're a superhuman, whether it's that night or for three more consecutive nights. There's a buzz in the air. There's a vibration, an electricity. I've had that number a number of times, whether I brought it, other people brought it. What does it do to you when we talk about keys? It heightens who you are, what you are, and suddenly all those things you've been thinking and dreaming about, it just seems like everything's moving at lightning speed. We were talking about that yesterday. Training at such a fever pitch where you didn't almost remember the last set, or it was so hot you were overloading like we did one day. I swear to God, to everybody, I swear that I felt that I stepped out of my body and I was watching myself. It was that physical, that mental. So anybody tells you that this stuff doesn't happen, turn around and leave them. If you know how to dial in and you're around these type of people, I'm telling you, your success rate will be so high. And instead of wasting 10 years of your life trying to find out how to do things, you can take 10 years of not knowing anything or just bumping your head. It's like when you get up in the middle of the night, sometimes I've walked right into a door. I mean, I'm not paying attention. I just want to go, get up, and go wherever I got to go, most likely to the bathroom. What I'm saying is this. Stop wandering for the next 10 years of your life. You meet guys like Frank. You meet guys like me. If you get into that type of circle, because you can bet everybody else, they might all have different views of things, but they all share one thing. They want to be the best they can be. If you're around that buzz all the time, ladies and gentlemen, I can't wait to hear your stories in the next 28 years. It's all yours, Frank.
The thing is, if you got a mentor and if you got a trainer, or at least this is my opinion, then he wants you to be as good as possible.
Yep.
So he will give you the information you need to get better. And also, if I share with colleagues, I do not hold back. I just tell them what I think is best.
Yep.
Yeah. So no secret sauce, because the secret sauce would be the next thing. This is what the mentor cannot give you.
Yep.
That's consistency to train. And if you have got a good day, try to set a PR.
Yep.
If you got a normal day, put your mind and body together and just put in the work. If you see you have a bad day, and this is difficult to see if it's a bad day or if it's not a bad day.
Yep.
If you got a mentor, then most probably he'll take care of this and says, Frank, at the moment, I do not know where you are, but you are not there to be focused enough for handling that weight, so we just do mobility.
Yep.
If you train alone, and if you see this, then you just do put in some mobility work, see if it's getting better. And if this is not getting better, just do a little bit cardio, like carrying a sandbag around.
Mm-hmm.
And this is it. Something which it does not require too much finesse, but at least get your heart a little bit pumping. Do not hurt yourself. Right. Get under the shower. No problem.
Yeah? Right.
So if everybody has a bad day once in a while.
Sure.
Well, yeah, so don't. So if it's like this, don't be mad. Don't get offended. Don't blame the world. Just get a little bit mobility. Warm yourself up. Get a little bit sweaty, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Well, and that's the whole thing. It's like, it's nothing personal. I mean, you know, that's the thing. People take a lot of when they have a bad day very personally, and you should, do a point, because you know that you're going to have to improve, obviously, or like I said, maybe you got to change things up a little bit, but that's all right. That's all part of growth. Growth is a key. You got to grow, and you're going to grow mentally and physically. If you stay in this stuff, and I know everybody, I'm hoping, always would, you're going to grow, and you're going to grow by failure, lots of failure. You're going to have lots of successes. You're going to miss your goals, but you're going to regroup, and you're going to make that goal. And this is something with a key too, Frank, is this. And we say this a lot, but you can't stop repeating this. We live in a very speedy world. No one, you know, I can't say not everyone, but I run into an awful lot of people that just want this success given to them, that, you know, we always laugh and talk about everybody needs to get a trophy. No one should be talked to or talked down to. Everyone's got to be equal on the field. Well, you don't win ball games like that, and you don't win in life like that. Unfortunately, well, it is, I say it's fortunately. Thank the stars that there are people better than all of us, and we're better than other people. That's what makes the world go around. We're never going
to
have...
What inspires to you? You have your body next to you who says, okay, we lived about the same?
Yeah.
Or do you have this friendly competition like, come on, you can do more.
Yeah? Absolutely.
Let me show you.
Yeah. Well, and not only that, think about this, you know? All right, you go, everybody does a trip to Iceland before the end of the year. You know, we end up putting it up. Anybody wants to go, you're welcome to go. If you want to do the next leg of the tour, you're welcome to go. Tell everybody where we meet in Reykjavik or in Húsafell, and away we go. Now, look, it is going to be a competition in some ways, but the one thing I notice about the people that are very secure and confident with themselves, you're going to be out there pushing everybody to the limit, because we want to see everybody lift the stone or multiple stones. That's what a champion is to me. And a champion is not going to hold back. A champion is going to be, whether they're your mentor, your educator, your trainer, your teacher, these are people that have built quality along the way, and not only physically, but they have a mental quality that's not out there a lot in these days. And when you live in a world that everything's got to be quick, right down to whatever you consume as far as nutrition or anything like that, you'd be better off, in my opinion, finding the biggest brick wall and run full speed into it, because it's as unlikely as all that happening as it is unlikely that you're going to run right through that wall. All right, yeah. And this is the problem with things, and I can't stress this enough with everything we do. You're going to find out if you start really getting into this with all these keys we're giving you is this. You're going to learn patience. You're going to learn how to build goals. Are you going to be successful every time? No, you're not. I failed plenty of times. I failed business plenty of times. But you know what the key to all of it is? You have the tenacity and the love for what you do to make you keep going no matter what. I'm not going to say you're not going to get black eyes, tears, bloody, scraped. Your inner being is going to get hammered so many times. Your brain's going to get some scars on it. But you know what? At the end of the day, and no matter how long, you know, I always say I want to live to 100, and I'm going to squat 250, and I'm going to drop dead right then and there. And that's probably what's going to happen, as I've said it to myself for years. Let me tell you, not only would that be a milestone, it would be the culmination of every single thing I've done privately, publicly, and business-like in my life. What a way to go. That will be the key. You know, I know a lot of people don't believe in heaven and hell. That's up to you. I'm going to believe there's a heaven, because I know Jimmy's going to be waiting right at the gate, standing with his arms wide open, waiting for me. I'll tell you right now, that's my key that gets my invitation to go see Jimmy again. Take it, Frank.
I just said to laugh, because I was remembering two quotes which my mom always told me.
Yep.
Yeah, when I had something or bruised myself, yeah? So there was no pity or anything like. It was just like more, what doesn't kill you make you stronger.
Yeah.
And the next one is very nice, because she's a doctor. She looks at you and she's going like, don't worry. If it's bleed, it means there's still life in it.
I totally, man. Totally. I like that. But it's so true. It's like, you know, if you can still breathe, you still got a shot at anything. And you know,
not breathe.
No, bleed. Bleed, I know. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I got that, but I'm also saying breathe, because it's like, until I draw my last breath, I'm going to keep doing everything I can do. Is, you know, life, you know, this is what I say a lot now. You know, I never used to say it to the degree I do, but you know, let's face it, health is more important than anything you and I do. as far as weights and kettlebells and stones.
This is the reason why I also stressed the health component
in
being strong.
But you know what it is, Frank? People put that at the end of the alphabet, and I'll tell you why. Because you take it for granted, the majority of people, and you don't get truly recognizing it until you go and you get something from the doctor. It says, you know,
it depends also on the age. When you're young, you think of yourself.
You're
also
indestructible. Yeah.
Yep. Yes. The older you get, the more people you see passing away, dying of stupid things sometimes.
Yep.
Sometimes it's just sheer luck to survive or not to survive. And you are getting a little bit more humble and conscious. So, you know, one part is luck and one part is what you can influence.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
So, and do not lean back and say, oh, well, I don't know, 20% luck. And I cannot influence this, so I stop altogether.
Correct.
I mean, this is just
well, that's a death sentence. Yeah.
Cowardice?
Yeah.
Yeah? So because you got 80%, which you can rule, which you can define the rules, and if you're smart, you can improve this.
Yeah. Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Don't worry. So this is something which you can influence.
Yep.
And for me, part of my have a cool life.
Yep.
Is also strength work.
Yes. Yeah? But you know what else I think, Frank? You know, going back to what you're saying, as you get older too. And I'm a big believer in this. You know, mentally, a lot of people unfortunately don't know enough when to shut the media down, and when they've had 50 years of it. It's going to weigh very heavily on you mentally. Now, I'm not saying that it's going to make you live longer, but I do believe in a lot of instances this does. Because as we know, what you think about most, you become. Now, I think as people get older, they start having a lot of mental breakdowns. And I don't mean losing your mind. I mean from all the things they've absorbed, from what has been said to them, et cetera, and maybe they start seeing themselves breaking down a little bit. And what ends up happening is, I know people, older people, I'm sure, I can't say 100%, but I think a lot of them have talked themselves into dying earlier than they should have. Now, see, I come from a family, especially my grandmother, I mean, almost 109 years old, and she was probably good right up to the last 3 months. Still cognizant, couldn't get around like she did, but there you go, a woman that was a nurse until she was in her late 70s and walked. She lived in Plattsburgh. I don't know how many miles it was. She walked to work, Champlain Valley Hospital, pretty much every day of her life. That's a pretty.
But this kept her healthy.
And that's what I'm trying to say. And the thing was, this is why, even though she was probably in her late 50s when we were little, I mean, we'd be listening to metal music, and she'd come in and listen with us. She was by far, not only to this day, as much as I love my mother, she was and will always be the matriarch of our family. And one thing among many I drew from her was the way she treated not only her grandkids, but our friends when they came over here. She was so young of heart and never brushed any kid off, you know, never was just like, as she would say, don't be cross, never like that. I mean, you came in, you know, she'd ask kids that come in here, our friends, would you like me to make you breakfast if they're here like at 9:30 in the morning? I mean, just unbelievable stuff. And what I drew from her, and I do it with all the nieces and nephews or any of their friends, and this is why they gobble me up before I'm even through the gate to play, whether it's baseball, we do some stone running, some sandbag stuff, calisthenics, all that, is because, and I'm of that ilk anyways, that's just the way I am. I drew that from my grandmother because, you know, a lot of older people say, hey, how you doing? And they walk away from me. It's like, get out of here, kid. We never got that from her at all. And that was a big example to me, and I'm exactly like that because, you know, once they get older, I want to have that relationship still with them. It might not be like I see them every day or every 10 days or whatever, but I want them and myself to have the memory of that where they can call upon that. And I hope it influences them enough when they have their own kids or their aunts and uncles or the kids in the neighborhood, they treat them the same way, because that's a very important key to everything. Stay young at heart. And I know we all get older, and I know we're going to be giving things up left and right down the road. But remember this, you can keep your health as tight as you can, and there's no reason why you still can't go out and lift a light barbell or a sandbag or a stone or a kettlebell and use your mind in that way. Don't use your mind and become some grumpy old person that really feels they've been shortchanged in the world. Go out while you're young, make your mark on the world, and when you get to that point where you're coming to your end days, you can leave here with a big smile on your face. Frank, summarize anything. Give out all your information. I'll give mine, and we'll get ready.
I got two more things.
Yeah, go ahead.
At first, when you would read your life and yep. you be a main character of the story.
Yep.
Would you like that person or not? If you would not like this person, you got to change yourself.
Yep.
Second, this is key for children. What you did or do with the children
yep.
is give them love and attention. Yep. This will build up their mental strength and tenacity, because they felt and saved this memory of being loved.
Yep.
And this will help them, especially when they got teenagers and older and stuff like this, mm-hmm. because they have this love in their heart. It stays with them.
Yep.
And later, when they got when they get teenagers, find a way to show them that you respect them, because especially when boys grow up and girls grow up, they need also a certain amount of respect. I mean, not like giving them a pat on the back for every stupid
right.
thing they do,
right?
But worst people I meet have always been people who want to impress their fathers and stuff mm-hmm. like this.
Yep.
So this will be also important. So to the main topic, we had also that you should get a mentor, and because to train good, then we had the consistency mm-hmm. and at the very beginning it's very hard for you to tell if you have a bad day or if you're not just practiced enough, but this will change over the decades.
Sure.
When you do training, never forget your mobility, because mobility also helps you to find the correct angles to use your power to the highest effect. If you are in a bad position, all the power in the world will not help you a bit.
You're right.
And the second thing is, control your breathing. Learn to control your breath. And especially with kettlebell, breath equals power. If you have the wrong breathing pattern, you're just burning yourself.
Yep.
And you will not last long. One key for me is keeping a training protocol mm-hmm. to write down which I did, how I felt. So later on, when you see what happened, I'm stagnating. So you also find what works for you and which does not work for you. Both are very important values to know. So the success is good. You can do this more. And failure is also good, because you know I do not have to try this again.
Yep.
And once you have a certain foundation, look if you want to branch off. This is what I did with the feats of strength. I looked for a mentor, and I was very happy to get Chris Ryder. Mm-hmm. And my improvements have been so tremendous, because he has done this all before. And so he could tell me, no, the technique is wrong, or it just needs more time to adopt. And on your own, you will not know this. You cannot know this, because I have not that experience.
Right.
And so branching off helps you also to avoid to put too much stress on one or two movements. Yeah, if you do powerlifting all the time,
right,
it may be good to step a little bit back and branch off to similar strength stuff like stone lifting, for example, mm-hmm. and then come back later to powerlifting. Mm-hmm. Just not to grind the same movements all the time under extremely high pressure, because that way you may have faster difficulties with joints and so on. Mm-hmm. So I think for me, this is like a spiral. And on all the major major numbers, so like a clock, you have a spiral from beginning from the clock center, and at 12 o'clock you got your deadlift, at 2 o'clock it got your squat, and so the main movements, and you should put your focus, it should be changing over the time, so you do not have 20 years one focus. So you improve your body and your coordination as a whole system, mm-hmm. and not just one little area of this movement clock. Yeah. So, but this is just for experienced athletes. So this is not something I would advise for someone who just got started with this 30 days program to whatever.
Yeah, right.
So this is for people who got 5-10 years on their back, just to be aware of this. Yeah. And otherwise, just to sum it up. Be nice to yourself and to others, and just try to improve yourself and others. You just cannot live without other people, but this should not influence your whole life. Yeah. So it has to be a certain give and take.
Yep. That's what it is. You got anything else, Frank?
Yeah. If you want to contact me, most probably, if you're not fluent in German, best is Facebook.
Yep.
And otherwise, I want to apologize a little bit. English is not my native language, so on some things I just have to ask and to reassure that I'm not heading off in a complete different direction, because also some proverbs in Germany do not really translate into
English. Yeah. That's all right, though. This is Motivation Muscle streaming radio 24/7. Go out to motivationmuscle.com. And download the two free ebooks. All we need is your email address. Also, too, go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast and go out and look just at all the shows Frank and I have done. We've got close to 700 shows now in a little over 2 years, which is phenomenal. It's just unbelievable. So I don't think there's much out there you can't find. Go out to iTunes and Stitcher. Give us a 5-star review. We thank everybody for that. If there's a show you'd like Frank and I to do, Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.R.com. Also, we're out on the directory AHA, which is AHA. All the new cars, and they make aftermarket radios where you can get podcasting now in your vehicle. In my opinion, in the next 3 years, possibly 5, I think you're going to see a lot of radio disappear, and it is more and more to podcasting. I'll leave you with all a number of things here. If someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to give them 5 words of inspiration. It'll change your life forever. As my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile that day. That might be all they get. If you're going to lift it, twist it, bend it, break it, squat it, press it, pull it. If you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. And it's a great Hoos of Steel, crush your stone, says in blood red. Domination. We are domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow anyone's. I tell you that right now. Dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. No one will ever clip our balls. And as Russell Furr says, who's been listening to Eminem from the beginning, When I listen to your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. We will say that at least for the next 28 years. Frank Klein, by far the greatest college business professor ever had. Repetition, repetition, repetition. My dad, be a leader, not a follower. Be a leader, not a follower. John Ridge, who was my chiropractor for years and was like a father figure to me because my dad had passed away long before I met up with John, he'd walk every patient to the door and say two words, keep smiling. I dare you to say that to yourself on your best or worst day. I'm saying it now and I'm smiling. John was a great guy and I miss Friday afternoons going over there, but he'd be very proud of what we're doing here and the legacy of him with Keep Smiling, keeping that alive. Be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. Tell 100 or more of your friends we're coming because we're not going to knock on your door. We'll put our foot through it. Join our family. Join our revolution. I'm telling you right now, you will have the best 28 years of your life because we're revving this place up. This place will go and wait till you see what's coming down the road here. Not only in products, but what we're going to be doing with the radio show and everything. It's pretty damn awe-inspiring. When if I told you all the things I want to do, most people wouldn't even believe I'd ever get them done. I'm going to get them all done before I'm dead. I promise you that. Also, too, Les Brown always says you have greatness in you, but we take it two steps further. Be a leader. Obviously, like my father says, not a follower, but we are behind you 100% and we got your back. And I don't know many people that would say that. Frank, thanks for being on another incredible show, my friend.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you, Eric. My pleasure and my honor.
Yes, sir. It always is an honor to have you here. All right. Well, we're going to, I don't know what we're going to do. We're getting, I'll announce it now. We're getting ready, I believe, by the 14th. Of this month, we are launching three big products out on Fiorella Barbell Co. This is going to be how we're going to generate the money to keep everything rolling. We've got some nice donations, but we haven't got as much as I figured we would. And this is the, hey, this is my responsibility. But this is what we're up to. I would say go out to FiorellaBarbellCo.com. The pages are up. They're just not set yet where you can order things. That will be happening by the end of the week because I have a meeting in 2 minutes with Chris O'Neill, who does all the work here, and he does some nice stuff. We'll let you know more on that. But you'll be able to check that out. And we're going to be doing some big marketing and a lot of big things here. So that's what I'm really involved with right now. I'm still doing a lot of podcasts, but we're probably going to be not doing many for the next month here because we've got so many things to do to build equity in the company. And when I do that, then you're going to see even bigger stuff happening. We get to Iceland and Scotland and Wales. Big, big things. I've got major offers on the table from a lot of people. It's all down to cash. So that's what we're working on very diligently all the time now, and that's what's going to happen. So we'll get Frank back on here, probably not till maybe the end of April or early May. That's how it's going to be with everybody, mainly because of time constraints. But most people I can get a hold of, and if I say, can you be on in 2 days, they're great. They usually comply. They want to come on anyways. So we're going to look into a lot of things. But for Frank Delventhal, this is Eric Fiorello. Thanks for listening. This show will be up as quick as I can, but we've got a lot of shows moving. I'm going to put a big one up today. This afternoon, and we're just going to keep going like that. Have a great week, everybody, and we will talk to you soon, and thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.